A state judge on Long Island is considering whether to hear arguments on whether the court system illegally discriminated against 46 judges by refusing to renew their certification based solely on their age. WNYC's Beth Fertig has the story.
The mandatory retirement age is 70 for judges in New York, but they're allowed to apply for an extra 2 years of what's called recertification until they're 76, and usually they get it. So appellate court judge Ellen Gesmer was surprised to get a letter from the court denying her recertification in September.
I was totally stunned.
She had just turned 70.
I'm certainly fit and able to do the job, and the court system, as far as I could tell, certainly needs me as well.
Of the 49 older judges who applied for recertification to continue next year, Gesmer was among 46 who were denied. The court system says this was necessary because the state's budget is taking a huge hit, which it had to pass on to the judiciary. Losing these judges will save $55 million. But the judges are suing because they claim the state didn't consider the bigger picture. Under the state constitution, attorney Y. David Scharf says the court system is required to determine whether the judges are still fit to serve and whether they're needed.
Even before COVID, the courts were extremely overburdened.
Now, judges are struggling to handle their normally busy caseloads, and they expect a surge of jury trials when the courts are allowed to fully reopen. Scharf is representing four of the appellate court judges, and he says this is a case of blatant age discrimination.
Just consider what would have happened and how American jurisprudence would have looked differently if Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have been told that she had to retire at the age of 70.
A very similar lawsuit was filed on behalf of all 46 judges by their professional association. Both suits argue losing the judges will lead to longer delays, especially in Long Island, which shares its appellate court with Brooklyn and Queens. The appellate judges claim those who depend on fair and efficient justice in cases ranging from personal injury appeals to criminal cases also include many minority communities. But the court system says the judges are eligible for pension, and keeping them will require laying off more than 300 clerks and court officers in a challenging economy. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.